Joe Biden's parole pipeline imports over 950,000 foreign nationals to U.S., exceeding population of South Dakota. By John Binder on April 15, 2024. President Joe Biden's parole pipeline has released more than 950,000 foreign nationals into the United States since its inception in January 2023, exceeding the entire population of South Dakota. Late last week, the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, released figures for March, showing Biden's parole pipeline is continuing to release tens of thousands of foreign nationals into the United States interior via the southern border and commercial flights. From January 2023 through March 2024, more than 950,000 foreign nationals have been released into American communities thanks to Biden's parole pipeline. The pipeline brings foreign nationals to the U.S. through the administration's CBP-1 mobile app and humanitarian parole. For perspective, more foreign nationals have arrived in the United States on parole under Biden than there are people living in the state of South Dakota. The CBP-1 app, whereby those in northern Mexico schedule appointments at the border for release into the United States interior, has brought more than 547,000 foreign nationals into the country. Those arriving via CBP-1 are primarily from Venezuela, Haiti, and Mexico. Likewise, about 404,000 nationals of Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela have arrived in the United States on humanitarian parole during the same 15-month period. Those securing humanitarian parole fly into the United States via commercial flights after getting approval from DHS to enter the country. Specifically, DHS has allowed about 84,000 Cubans, 154,000 Haitians, 69,000 Nicaraguans, and 95,000 Venezuelans to fly to the United States and secure humanitarian parole. Those getting parole under Biden have a massively high success rate if they apply for the immigration benefit. Senator Katie Britt, RL, during the hearing last week, said DHS is approving parole for more than 97% of applicants. DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas argued that despite the high approval rate, those parole cases are received on an individualized basis. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.